Okay.
What was the reason you had that? You had an experience that when you were a child. Remember?
I cannot remember. It's a possibility that under the general childcare that hearing tests were done generally, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's very recognized. I mean, children have to be tested every once in a while to see the difference in their life.
But I can't say when I was last up.
Mm-hmm. And then what was the age you started studying the legal?
I think it was about four.
Mm-hmm.
Age of four.
Mm-hmm. And did one of your family used to study? Parents, aunts, uncles?
I only know that my cousin did have a stemma at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's cured, I have no idea.
Mm.
I haven't seen him for ages.
Mm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
but I still haven't seen him for to talk to.
You heard him stuttering every time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did your stutter have a lot of changes, I mean a lot of fluctuations during the time?
There has been, let's say, fluctuations over the severity of it. There has been times where I have virtually stammered virtually non-stop at times. There are times when I'm quite fluent.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell exactly when are the periods taking place? I mean, is it sort of equal periods from which that you have fluent and then...
Not necessarily. There's no actually time when I'm completely stammering for days and days and days.
Mm-hmm.
It occurs occasionally, like every now and again, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps when I'm tense or tired, I seem to have less control. That's when I'm not really conscious of what I'm saying or how I'm saying. I know what I'm going to say, but it's not always second nature for me to say, right, I'm going to say it this way.
Mm. Yeah.